quiero bailar. Hi, this is Felix Contreras from NPR Music's Alt Latino Podcast. As part of our Black History Month coverage, we take a look at the Afro-Latin root of reggaeton and its rise over the last decade to become one of the most listened to musical genres on the planet. To check it out, download Alt Latino from wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. It's New Music Friday, and we're looking at the best albums out on February 28th, starting with the latest from Caribou. It's called Suddenly.
She does just what she pleases. She's happy on her own. And she picks up all the pieces. She's going home.
Baby, I'm home, I'm home, I'm home.
Yeah, she's going home.
Baby, I'm home, I'm home, I'm home. 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 Baby, I'm home, I'm home.
Seems so easy till she hit it on her own. There's so much she can teach me. She's going home.
Baby, I'm home, I'm home, I'm home.
Yeah, she's going home.
Baby, I'm home, I'm home, I'm home.
This is Caribou. The album is called Suddenly, and this song is called Home. And NPR Music, Stephen Thompson here to talk about this one. Hey, Stephen.
Hello, Robin.
Caribou was kind of at the peak of its career with the release of its previous album, Our Love. That was in 2014. And then he kind of largely disappeared in the years since then. This is his first album in 5 years.
Yeah, Dan Snaith, who records under the name Caribou, makes this really warm-hearted, just big-hearted electronic pop. This record, part of what I love about it, it still has all that warmth and all these love songs, but the mix is so unpredictable.
Yeah, he said that Dan Snaith said that he wanted to try to balance the familiar, what people expect from Caribou, with some new twists and turns. Listen to the song called Lime. I mean, something completely different, but what a nice groove and space on this.
He has such a way of meeting you right at the midpoint between the dance floor and the chill-out tent.
Yeah.
<You know? laughs>
Meet me
sometimes,
there.
Sometimes within a single song.
And it happens a lot on this record. The record is called Suddenly, from the artist known as Caribou. Let's go next to the band Real Estate. Real Estate is back with a new one called The Main Thing.
I can't.
This is the band Real Estate. Their new album is called The Main Thing, and the song we're listening to is called You. I think it's fair to say that Real Estate has been one of the pillars of indie rock in the past 10 plus years. This is their first new album since 2017, and this is also the band's first new album since the departure of their lead guitarist, Matt Mundanely.
Yeah, Matt Mundanely left the band under a cloud of accusations about mistreatment of women. This is Real Estate's first album, as you said, without him. And, you know, Real Estate's an interesting band. Their songs have always been steeped in this very sepia-toned nostalgia, even when they were, like, babies. Yeah. You know, even when they're, like, 20-year-olds, they're nostalgic for some faded memory of, like, beachside, you know, vacations and whatever. What I like about this record is the band seems to kind of be moving past that a little bit. It's still deeply reflective, but it's a little bit more about where they are now, you know, 10 years in as a band, and looking back on your experiences, like, has being in a band stunted my personal growth? You know, kind of questioning your choices.
Yeah. Lead singer Martin Courtney said that he found himself wondering, like, maybe this is going to be it for me. This band and everything I've had to say in the band is going to be what I've done with my life. And he's asking himself whether or not that's okay. He doesn't find any clarity by the end of the record, but he does reach a point where he thinks that, you know, maybe the most important thing is to just be true to who you are, do the things that make you happy, and hopefully along the way, you'll reach somebody.
Yeah.
The band is Real Estate. The record is The Main Thing. And Stephen, I know you're really busy with the Austin 100. Do you want to give us a quick update on that?
Yeah, I'm just about done pulling together the 100 songs. It's going to be a whole new, fresh set, about 6 hours of discoveries from this year's this year's South by Southwest Music Festival. If you listen to all 6 hours, I guarantee you will find something new that you love.
Just give us 6 hours
just give me 6 hours of your time. I will find you your next favorite band.
Well, in the meantime, we're going to jump around a lot on this week's show, so I'm going to let you go so you can go work on that, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Robin.
Yeah, thanks, Stephen. Okay, from the band Real Estate, let's go next to the rapper G Herbo, and his latest is called PTSD.
Have you ever seen a gangster? It ain't nothing wrong with seeing gangsters cry. It ain't nothing wrong with seeing gangsters cry. I see nothing wrong with seeing gangsters cry. Have you ever seen a gangster cry? I see nothing wrong with seeing gangsters cry. It ain't nothing wrong with seeing gangsters cry. It ain't nothing wrong with seeing gangsters cry. I stayed up the longest when my nigga died. I pulled up some more so I could stop crying. Relapsed after quitting like my second time. But I know I just wanna numb the pain that's inside. I know I just wanna clear the rage in my mind. My younger days, but I still feel the same all the time. Growing, granny used to yell my name all the time. Like the same as if I'm on the stage yelling lines. And I might surprise you, but I never tell you lies. If you knew what I knew, just be thankful you alive. Grown man game, now we racing with the wise. He ain't being patient, now he facing his demise.
This is G Herbo, the rapper G Herbo. His album is called PTSD. This song is called Gangsta's Cry. And NPR music contributor Mano Sundaresan back for this one. Hey, Mano.
Hey, what's up?
So G Herbo, a rapper from Chicago, with a really, really personal story behind this one.
Yes, definitely. G Herbo's only 24 years old, but he's already a bit of a legend in the Chicago street rap community and in rap music at large. At the start of this decade, he and several others in the Chicago scene are credited with having founded the subgenre known as drill music, a subgenre defined by skittering drums, rhythms that are really propulsive, and rapping that's largely about the realities that these rappers are facing in the inner city communities that they come from. As is the case with many of these reality rap types in the past few decades, when this first was coming out, it was being typecast by the press as the music of delinquents, of people who are perpetrators of violence, of people who are thugs. You know, these types of words are being thrown around. And it's so sad because G Herbo was actually this whole time, you know, telling some of the most personal stories any rapper is telling. And coming on nearly a decade into his career now, he's finally, I think, being taken seriously by a broader audience for this. And he's told the stories in ways that many other kids from Chicago can relate to.
Yeah. He named the record PTSD because he reached a point in his life where he realizes that he is suffering from PTSD because of the life that he has lived. And he accepted the fact that he has it and decided to get better and has actually been seeing a therapist to work through it.
Yeah. And that's, again, that's the theme of this album. It's frankly the theme of a lot of his music, but I think on this album, he's really trying to bring up that point about PTSD specifically and just how there's such a lack of mental health awareness in a lot of these communities. So long as he and others from the drill scene continue to share their stories in this deeply personal way, I think mainstream America is gonna turn face on them. And I think they're going to really see that these artists are doing the work that a lot of people aren't doing.
G Herbo is the rapper. His new album is called PTSD. Thanks so much, Mono.
Thanks, Robin.
And from the rapper G Herbo, let's go to the singer Kashona Armstrong. Kashona Armstrong's new record is called Listen. Kashona Armstrong, her new album is called Listen, and the song we're hearing is called Fear. And joining us to talk about this one again is NPR music contributor Julie Hite. Hey, Julie.
Hey.
This is Kashona's fifth album, but not super well known. So why don't you first just tell us a little bit about who she is, and then we can get into all the many things she's doing on this record.
Yeah, Kashona has a really interesting background because she studied music formally kind of as an instrumentalist, and then she worked as a music therapist, and she was, you know, working with incarcerated people and people who were dealing with mental illness. And that was really a pivotal moment when she started writing songs, because she, you know, in a therapeutic capacity was working with people to express themselves and kind of put their thoughts and feelings out there in song form. And I think that that was sort of a revelation for her as to the power of that form of expression, you know, songwriting. So I don't think it's a coincidence that she called it Listen, because she has that very real conviction that the act of listening and the feeling of being heard are really fundamental to, you know, fundamental human needs.
Yeah, I felt like fear, listening to this record, that fear was almost a unifying theme of the record, in that she sees it as the underlying root cause of so many problems. It was interesting to hear her songs and think of her being a music therapist and getting her start that way, because this music is very mission-oriented. You know, it felt like, listening to these songs, that she's definitely trying to guide and heal people.
Oh, yeah. And that there's that sense of purpose in the language that she chooses, you know, and that sense of speaking in a collective way in the language that she chooses, where, I mean, there are particular songs where she will address brothers and sisters, you know, hear me say this, hear what I'm saying. I mean, it's stately, noble language. And sometimes it's optimistic and sometimes it's, you know, more confrontational, but I think it still has, it's always emphatic, but it's also warm.
Yeah, I kept thinking strong, but not hard. Kashona Armstrong is the singer. Her new album is called Listen. And Julie, let's do one more. This is the singer-songwriter Haley Witters. Her new one is called The Dream.
I'm 12 years into a 10-year town. I'm too far in to turn around. Too old to go back to school. Won't be much longer, I'll be old news.
I thought I'd be a big star now. I'm 12 years into a 10-year town. 15 minutes of fame. Well, somebody says your name on the TV or back of a CD. Waiting tables another month, waiting on that break to come. All it's ever done is break my heart. The new it girl fresh off the bus, she cut right in front of the rest of us. I need longer lashes and a shorter dress to be that overnight success. I thought this year I'd wear that crown. I'm 12 years into a 10-year town.
Man, Haley Witter's another Nashville singer on her record here, The Dream, and the song 10-year town. I was just immediately taken by her lyricism. I mean, this song in particular says so much in so few words.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that even the tone with which she writes and delivers that song, it's so, it's kind of biting. It's kind of wry. I mean, she's just sort of, it's definitely the most.
Heartbreaking, too.
It's wrenching. It's the most confessional moment on that album and sets the tone for what's to come. I mean, it's kind of loosely speaking a concept album that begins with that disclosure of where she's at and feeling about her music and her career, and then proceeds to, you know, look at things from a lot of different angles and reconsider what it means or what it looks like to be content or to be fulfilled or to, quote unquote, live the dream. There's a lot on here, too, where she's kind of working with more time-tested throwback elements and country blues. But I love her singing, too. I think she's a sharp communicator in that regard as well. And sometimes she makes me think of the way Kacey Musgraves sings, and sometimes she makes me think of the way Miranda Lambert sings, but she is her own singer still. I just think of the way both of those singers use tone and inflection in such sharp ways to communicate, to really, you know, they can be dry and cutting or, you know, vinegary or straight shooting or whatever, but it just really sharpens the way you experience the story that they're telling.
Haley Witters is the singer. Her new record is called The Dream, out now on February 28th. Thanks so much, Julie.
You're welcome.
We still have a few more albums that we want to tell you about for this week's New Music Friday, but first we need to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from the Walton Family Foundation, where opportunity takes root. More information is available at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. Support for this podcast and the following message come from the American Jewish World Service, working together for more than 30 years to build a more just and equitable world. Learn more at ajws.org.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton, and we're looking at the best albums out on February 28th. We start the second half of our show off with Sergio Mendes and his new one, In the Key of Joy. This is Sergio Mendes. The album is In the Key of Joy. This is the song Borla. And joining us to talk about this one is the host of NPR Music's Alt Latino, Felix Contreras. Man, I don't care what mood you're in or what kind of day you're having. You put this on and you're going to start having a little bounce and then a smile, right? And you're going to start thinking, maybe today's all right.
Yeah, your hips will start moving in a different way too, man, yeah. Right?
So tell us about Sergio Mendes. I know he's a veteran, very influential Brazilian artist. He's close to 80 years old now.
Yeah.
Tell us what's going on with this one.
He's a living legend, and he's having a moment right now. He's been having a moment for a while. His last couple of records have just shot him up in popularity all over again. I went to go see him here in Bethesda a couple years ago, and the place was sold out, and everybody loved his stuff. And he's drawing on this long history of going back to his band Brazil 66, which he formed in 1966, and he was part of that first wave of bossa nova that came into the United States that mixed with pop music, not so much jazz, but with pop music. Sinatra, the Beatles, everybody was influenced by this guy, and he reflected the same thing. What he did, what was pretty clever, was that he reflected the pop music that was going on here in the United States in his own music as well. So it was a give and take. He's been doing it for a long time. Below the radar for many, many years, but to the public only. Among musicians, he's just been producing this great music, making albums that people have been paying attention to. And like I said, most recently, he's having this really great moment and people just recognizing what he's done in the past and what he's working on right now, as you can hear from this track.
Yeah, and there's a film that goes along with this album that's called Sergio Mendes in the Key of Joy, a documentary that looks at his whole life. And this record that is a companion piece to that, I mean, you don't really need to see the film in order to enjoy this record, but it gathers music from all across his career and all the different periods of his life, and brings in a lot of new artists to sort of update the sound and make it feel more contemporary.
New artists from Brazil, which was what he does. He just finds these great new artists from Brazil that we probably would never hear of. And then here in the United States, the album has everybody from Common, the rapper Common, to this great jazz musician, Hermeto Pascoal. So it's just a potpourri, a kaleidoscope, all of these great talents under his artistic vision. Plus the music, man, as you said.
Yeah.
How can you go wrong, man?
Yeah.
Right.
Sergio Mendes is the artist. His new album is in the Key of Joy. Thanks so much, Felix.
Thank you, man.
All right, from Sergio Mendes, let's go to Casa Overall. Casa Overall has a really just monumental album out now. It's called I Think I'm Good.
What remains? Only you. From what they say and the truth.
This is the artist Casa Overall. The album is I Think I'm Good, and this incredible song is called Darkness in Mind. And for this one, we welcome back Nate Chinin of WBGO and Jazz Night in America. Hey, Nate.
What's up, Robin?
Wow. This whole record, I think, is pretty incredible, and on this song in particular, I love how he takes this Chopin prelude, the prelude number 4 in E minor, the piano piece. And at first it feels like a sample, and then you realize once the drop kicks in and he starts, you know, it starts to morph more into a jazz piece, what his intentions are here.
There's a lot of alchemy in his production methods, you know?
Yeah.
He's really interested in what we can do with modern studio technology, you know, with Ableton and whatever other platforms he uses. But at his core, he is a jazz musician. And, you know, I recently had a conversation with Casa about this album and his previous album, Go Get Ice Cream and Listen to Jazz, which came out last year. And he made an interesting comment about how he always had been making beats and tracks and rapping on the side. And he had these two lives, and they really didn't intersect at all. And it wasn't until he brought them together in this really unusual, distinctive way that he felt like he was being, for the first time, really, fully himself.
Well, earlier on the show, we talked about the new Kaishona Armstrong album and how there's a real mission to her music. And I felt listening to this that the same is true with Casa overall. You know, he is illuminating a lot of really dark corners on this record, and he doesn't pull any punches either.
It's true, you know, and, you know, even when he is taking a look at something like the prison industrial complex, which he does on this album in a track called Show Me a Prison, there's always this sense that the stakes are personal.
I think, you know, this sort of vivid social commentary that he has throughout this record, it really isn't anything new for jazz, which has a long history of that sort of thing. But it feels like Casa overall and a lot of the other younger artists we've been hearing are really breathing a lot of new life into jazz and making it feel more relevant, I think, than it has in a long time.
Yeah, connected, for sure.
Yeah,
you know,
that's the
word. And when you say that jazz has this long history of speaking out, so does hip-hop, right?
Right, exactly.
And I think that there is a way in which Casa and others have really sort of shown how natural that bridge is, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this really is the exact same impulse behind, you know, so-called conscious rap or, you know, politically minded rap. I mean, you know, even someone like Kendrick Lamar.
Right. Casa overall is the artist. The album is I Think I'm Good. Thanks so much, Nate.
Yeah, thank you.
And from Casa overall, we're going to completely shift gears here and go to the band Rap Boys. Rap Boys have a new record called Printer's Devil. There sure is a lot of good music out there.
It's a good week.
This is the band Rap Boys. The album is Printer's Devil. This song is called Look To, and the voice you just heard is NPR Music's Lindsay McKenna. Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Robin. Happy to be here.
A band from Chicago that makes that reflective, cathartic rock that I know you and I love so much.
This is the band's third record, and it's the first with a kind of a solidified lineup. It's always been centered around Julia Steiner and Dave Sagan, but now we've got Sean Newman on bass and Marcus Nuncio on drums. And I think that this band has leveled up, that those first few records are great, but this record just feels like it is truly a band coming into its own. It's fully formed, it's fully informed, and I think what I love about it is that it's so drawn on those sort of classic rock influences. Like, this is a band that's toured with Pup and Foxing.
Right.
But they're also going on tour with Wilco. That I think that they've got a lot coming out of that alt country rock strain, but they're really like amping it up with almost like pop leaning choruses, that kind of sound that's just so full. What a joy of a record.
Julia Steiner, the lead singer of the band, says that she was very much inspired to write these songs by a phrase in a song by David Byrne and Brian Eno, that the song is Life is Long, and the line is, I'm lost, but I'm not afraid, which is, I think, very much what this record is about. It's about letting go, you know, the passing of time and finding yourself feeling like you're outside of your own life looking in, which is a feeling I think a lot of bands experience, especially when they're on the road all the time and they're not grounded and they're, you know, sleeping in a different room in a different bed every night.
But
she realizes, you know, that life is this journey of discovery and, you know, you have to let go and just let it happen.
That is an experience that so much of us can relate to, and to put it over really just like groovable pop punky riffs is such an experience. This is something that I can't get enough of. I keep coming back to this record and finding something new just in the expansiveness of it. I feel like they're really touching on so many different influences, and to hear it all synthesized in such a profound way is just really exciting. I'm really excited to see what happens.
Rat Boys is the band and Printer's Devil is the record. Thanks so much, Lindsay.
Thank you so much.
We have one more album that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but there are a handful of other notable albums that I want to mention, starting with the singer Angelica Garcia. Angelica Garcia has a new one called Cha-Cha Palace. She's a singer from the Los Angeles area, now based out of Richmond, and Cha-Cha Palace is just a celebration of her Mexican and Salvadoran roots. The album Cha-Cha Palace from Angelica Garcia. Ellen Fullman has a new one called In the Sea. She is this avant-garde artist. She plays these 70-foot-long metallic wires. She puts rosin on her fingers and sort of bows these 70-foot-long wires. A really incredible ambient record, I think, is what you would call it. In the Sea from Ellen Fullman. Sierra Hole has a new one out today called 25 Trips. This is a musical project of Sierra Dawn Hole. She's a bluegrass artist from Tennessee. Her new one, 25 Trips. And Soccer Mommy. Soccer Mommy is back with a new one called Color Theory, a band that we all dearly love and featured a few weeks ago on All Songs Considered, or be playing it on this week's show. Soccer Mommy, the album Color Theory. All those albums out now on February 28th, along with the last one that we want to play. It's a contemporary classical piece in NPR Music's Tom Heisinger joining us for this one. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Robin.
What are we about to hear?
Well, I have for you a brand new piano concerto. And for those listeners who may not know exactly what a concerto is, it's like this 400-year-old classical music formula that pits a single instrument against an orchestra. So like a piano concerto, violin concerto, oboe, right, cello, whatever. So what we have is a brand new piano concerto by the British composer Thomas Addis. He's not yet 50, probably one of the three or four great living composers. And I think this could be the most attractive concerto so far in the 21st century. And I thought we'd listen to how the concerto ends, the last few seconds of it, which is just, where all hell breaks loose.
We'll begin with the ending.
You've got all these cascading double octaves, like in a Rachmaninoff concerto.
Right.
And then you've got these flat-palmed clusters that he's punching just with his hand. It's incredible.
And the he in this case is the pianist Kirill Gerstein, and it's the Boston Symphony playing with him, with Thomas Addis conducting his own work, right?
Right. He's also a great pianist himself, so he's like a triple threat, conductor, composer, pianist.
We should hear a little bit of something else.
I think it's important to point out that the concerto isn't just that. There's a central slow movement that is so beautiful. He starts out with a musical theme, and then he introduces a counter melody above that in the piano, very slow, rising ever so slowly up, like it's searching, and it's just gorgeous.
Some of the more chaotic moments left my brain feeling scrambled while I was listening to this. And it was almost terrifying, honestly, at times, like almost something from a horror film. But then there are these really beautiful moments that kind of ground the whole thing.
It's beautiful chaos, and yeah, it's so well built. And I think the brilliant thing about Kirill Gerstein, the pianist, is that this is so easy for him, even though the music is fiendishly difficult. But he makes you feel like it's almost improvised, like you don't know where it's going to go. But of course, this is calculated down to the very nth degree. The recording is brilliant. It's paired with a very different piece of music, a 35-minute kind of foreboding piece called The Dance of Death for huge orchestral forces and singers. So it makes a very compelling package for the masterful composer Thomas Addis.
Yeah, and the concerto, the piano concerto, makes up the first three tracks of the record, which is the real standout part for you.
Oh, totally, completely. This is one of the best concertos written in many, many years.
Thomas Addis, and that's A-D-E-S, Thomas Addis, is the composer. His concerto for piano and orchestra. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thanks, Robin.
If you want to see a list of everything we played and hear full versions of the songs we featured, along with a whole bunch of other new music out this week, we've got New Music Friday playlists in both Spotify and Apple Music. Just open one of those apps and search for NPR Music. You can also listen on our website. Go to npr.org/allsongs. And a reminder, sign up for our newsletter to keep up with the latest releases, Tiny Desk news, interviews, and more. Go to npr.org/musicnewsletter. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well. Have a great weekend and treat yourself to lots of music.